Welcome Radio.
Changing Seeds of Thoughts and Motivational Seminars. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. Today's topic is spiritual and mental channels to receive. Man is tuned in as a broadcasting station. So the topic today is spiritual and mental channels to receive. Man is tuned in as a broadcasting station. It's an exciting topic today, and I'm happy to present this topic to my guests online. At this moment, I'll take some time to welcome those who are online. Welcome. Can you say your name and where you're calling from?
Edwina from Brooklyn.
Hi, Edwina. Welcome to Life-Changing Seeds of Thoughts. I'm happy to have you live on air with me. And to my next caller.
Dale Ann, New Jersey.
Hi, Dale. Welcome to Life-Changing Seeds of Thoughts. I'm happy to have you on air with me today. And like I was saying, our topic today is spiritual and mental channels to receive. Man is tuned in as a broadcasting station. We are so alive, we are so alert, and we are so much connected to the universe. It's like a broadcasting station. And we all have the choice, just as tuning into the broadcasting station, we all have the choice to choose what we're going to listen to. So today we are addressing that force within us and how we become channels or receptors to the right vessel that can produce in our lives. I want to take a moment to say this. Every single person in this universe have one thing in common, and that is to be guided and to have the right manifestation in their lives, regardless of who we are and what we are doing. It can be of a spiritual need, a material need, something that is mentally connected to us, whatever it is. We all have the quest to know what next to do. What's the best thing to do in our lives? How can we find this out? How can we be receptive? How can we tune in to what we need to do in our lives? So today's topic is very important because each and every one of us, we want to know what is going to make me happy, what's the right thing for me to do, what's the direction I should go in, what should I say next. And so we can continue with each and every question in any area of our lives. Every human being is looking for this one particular feature in their lives that will guide them. And that's the reason why we speak with each other. That's the reason why we tend to have best friends and good friends or gurus or spiritual leaders or people that we think who can guide us in a very positive direction. So today, our lesson, I am very excited about it. And I am hoping that by the time we're through, you would have an answer how you can have this right direction or directives in your life. And like we said before, you're tuned into life. You're like a broadcasting station. Some of us call it our mind. Some say the spirit guides us. Some say I just think so. Some say it's a gut feeling. Whatever it is that living force within us that is trying to steer us in the right direction. And many times we can go in the right direction, but we just do not listen or pay attention to some of the signs that we get, outward signs that can tell us this is not the thing to do. So I would take another minute to discuss this part of our topic this evening. Now, can you picture, can you have a living picture of something that you really want to manifest in life? And honestly, can you say for how long you would be able to hold that picture in mind? Amazing. But I am pretty certain you can only hold that picture in mind sometimes, if that much, for 10 minutes. And there's a reason why you can hold that mental picture just for 10 minutes and you can't hold that picture longer. But it's the thing that you really, really want. It's your most fulfilling desire on earth that you would love to manifest. Well, this is where you come in. You're like a broadcasting station. Because the minute that that mental picture appears and you're thinking about it, something else forces or makes an entry or entrance into your mind. And it's not that thing that you really, really want. And because that something comes in, we call that something is tuning into the innermost part of your being. And many times, for many of us, we hear our own recording, our own voices speaking to us about a certain thing. This might be something that has passed years ago, or someone that you just, your mind just run, you know, on somebody. It's something, it can be something that you had no idea would ever come up in your conscious mind. Well, the subconscious that is way down, deep down within us, is constantly taking these thoughts and storing them into a particular part of our being. And the reason why they're being stored is because many times we as individuals do not want to address those thoughts. Now, because those thoughts are so many, they can be thoughts of love, thoughts of goodness, maybe thoughts of pain, thoughts of suffering, thoughts of anger, thoughts of limitations, thoughts of prosperity. All type of thoughts are stored in this subconscious part of us. So once we turn our switch on, the broadcasting station, these thoughts that were lying dormant within our own being, they start to float up. And you said, oh my gosh, why am I thinking this way? This is not a good thought. What am I supposed to do? This is not what I want. I need to hold that thought that I know is going to make me extremely happy. That thought that will liberate me. That thought that can give me joy and much peace from within. Well, our first, the first thing that we should do is try to erase all those subconscious thoughts that are lying within that is of no good to us. That's the first thing we need to do. We need to get rid of those. We need to face whatever it is in that subconscious or in the subconscious mind and ease that subconscious mind. Let that subconscious mind become free. You'll be surprised how many people have stuff in there all their lives. Some people cannot smile, they can't be happy, they can't laugh, they can't dance, they can't go out. They're like prisoners in their own world because of the subconscious mind that is laden or depressed or stressed with so much negation. Now, once you start to work on the subconscious mind, you will find that when you tune in to your broadcasting station, you will hit the right channel. The right thing will come up to your mind. The right answer that you were seeking will come to you. The right method how to approach certain things in your life will come to you, and you will be more effective in making your choices. It simply means that some of the garbage or some of the stuff that was blocking that good force, that powerful force to come through, it's like a pipe. Something was blocking it, and whatever was blocking it, it disappears. Now, I'll give you a little example. Let's say for one moment you had some bad news, real bad news, maybe about some long relative or somebody who passed away in a car accident or something. Right away, it goes to that subconscious mind. It lodges itself there, and your whole personality changes. You're sad, you can't think, you can't move, you can't this. But within that time that you're thinking about what's going on, the phone rings again and you hear, oh, they're fine, it wasn't that person who was so. Immediately there is a lift. You feel that like something just shift, and you're like, oh God, thank you. Your whole personality changes again, and you become that happy, light-hearted person that you were just minutes ago. This tells you, without a doubt, that you are functioning heavily in your spiritual world more than your physical world. For everything that comes through your spiritual channel or your broadcasting station to you affects your physical world or material world, and it moves your entire being, your mind, your emotions, everything into a different aspect of life to face. Now, we are realizing every day that we are really powerful magnetic beings. And if so, we have the choice, like I keep saying, to think what to think daily. We have to make this a method, a continuous state of action and being that can bring us exactly what we desire. We also understand that there's a law of vibration. And this law of vibration allows us to be who and what we are. This law of vibration makes its impact on like manner. Whatever we're thinking about, if we really decide that this is what is going to happen, that vibration reaches out and makes connection with the right person to come into our life, with the right finances, with the right home, the right relationships, the right receiving of good health, anything at all that vibration brings in a very profound manner. This is called the reproductive force within man. And it implants itself and become your mental picture. You see, every day as we're breathing, and we are thankful to God for that, and we are alive, we are realizing that nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, is by mistake or by chance. If you've met someone yesterday, it was for a purpose. But because we sometimes we're so careless with our spiritual lives, we forget to ask and to question. Why am I at this place? Why am I meeting this person now? Why am I associated with this type of person? Bearing in mind that our consciousness will keep us associated with those of like consciousness to us. Each and every one of you online right now, your consciousness is associated with mine. You might say, well, I'm calling because the lessons are good. Well, that's the consciousness. If your consciousness wasn't uplifted, if you weren't a person who's positive, if you didn't want to expand in your life, if you didn't want to make progress in your life, if you didn't want to edify yourselves, you would not be on this call today listening to this lesson or any other lesson. For we know that like consciousness attracts its own. And this is the law of this vibration that we are speaking about. There are many persons that I have given this number to, and until now, they can't call. And they're still saying, oh, I'm going to call in a day. But I understand why they can't call. I truly understand that. And I'm not worried or upset because they're not calling. I understand that once the consciousness is moving and that broadcasting station is alive, then the more that you become aware of who and what you are, it becomes something that keeps churning within you, stirring up a powerful, positive gift within your own divine being. It is in this manner that we are prospered. Once we understand that the miracle is not in the physical or material thing, and it's simply within us, that this force and power is right here just waiting to open up that channel and to bless us with all that we desire. But there are three things that is important. One, you have to believe that that power is within you. Two, you have to know and accept that what your desire it will unfold. And three, you have to know without a doubt that you're the master of your own world. Some people are afraid to become the master of their own world. Some people feels that it's more important to keep waiting and waiting. There are others who are ready to get up and find that mastery or bring it into demonstration, and so be it. So whatever we are experiencing right now, the idea is that we can change it. We will have more liberty, more freedom in this law that reproduces itself. And it will become the thing itself that we need. It will manifest as that force and power for whom and what we are. At this time, I'm going to take a minute to welcome my other guests who are online. Can you say your name and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Joyce Eastman.
Reverend Joyce Eastman, welcome, Rev. It's nice having you online. And to my next guest.
I'm Kim from the Bronx.
Hi, Kim. Welcome.
Hi.
To Life Changing Seeds of Thought. At this moment, do I have any questions or any comment?
Yes, I do. I do.
Anyone?
Have a question. Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
How do you know that you're tuned into the channel and not just to your thoughts from your own, desires?
Okay, well, actually, what it's funny, because you are your thought. You are your desires. Now, this channel is nothing different. So you're right there, Kim. This channel is your own thought to receive, because you are the very power. You and only you can open up yourself to this spiritual force. And this spiritual force will come through that channel as thought, word, and deed. So once the right thought comes, then the right word will come forth from you, and the right action will be taken. Now, desire means that it's God at your door knocking for you to open. Desire, when we say we have a desire, it's the innate presence of Almighty God who is putting that desire into your consciousness. And that desire God wants you to fulfill. For instance, if you were experiencing lack and limitation, and the desire comes in within you, well, I have to stop this. I think this is what I should do. That's God leading you now for liberation and plenty and prosperity. I don't know if I've made any sense to you.
Yes, it's connecting.
Or if
you understand.
But you are the very desire and the thought. Because remember, when God spoke in Genesis, he spoke and it was done. And when God think in Genesis, he also thought about something and it happened. So if we go and we read Genesis, we will understand that we were created out of a powerful thought substance. Our physical bodies are only like the instrument to take our spiritual bodies around. So when you are thinking, you are in that powerful vibration. Your world is beginning to take form. And that's the reason why I became so interested in this type of teaching. Because you can sit where, just right where you are and send the three omnipresence, omnipotent, which is the power, and the omniscient, which is the thought. You can think about being in London. Imagine yourself in London. Have a beautiful dream about London. And believe me, it will happen. But it simply depends upon how quick, how much you want that to manifest. Are there any other questions? Well?
No, Ray, we don't have any questions. But I just want that person to know that when God gives the desire, it comes with everything to make that desire become a manifestation for you. It comes with everything. When God gives you that desire or tap into your door, it comes with everything that it can be manifested. You see it as a manifestation, a reality in your life. I just want that person to know that.
Thank you.
So what is everything? What is the everything
that desire? You have a desire. God is stopping to your door and giving you a desire. You have a desire. Because there's a desire, God is stopping at your door. But when that desire comes, it comes with everything, all the spiritual qualities to make it a reality, a manifestation.
Okay. Now, that's more fulfilling to her because now you've broken down that spiritual qualities that goes with the desire. That's what I wanted you to say, to make it very explicit.
Yeah.
So do we have any other questions? Remember, you're here for a reason, and that reason is to have more clarity about your life and how to live it. Okay, so I will conclude this evening with
Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
Hello?
I am here. What happened?
I don't know.
Just cut off.
Yes. It is me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Yes, that's me.
Okay.
Well,
you know,
this happened before.
Yeah, I told her. I mentioned that to her today.
Oh.
I talked with her earlier, and I mentioned it. That I wasn't on that week. You all wound up talking to each other. So here we are talking to each other again. So blessings to each of you.
Okay.
Sister Eastman, Reverend Eastman.
Yes, I'm here.
God bless you.
God bless you too. And I want you to know we have all the spiritual qualities within us. We have everything within us. Yes.
Okay.
No, we have all the potentials within us.
I believe that.
Yes.
And I'm working on them now.
You're working on them.
Yeah,
thou shalt decree a thing, it shall be established unto you. As you work on it, you decree